Interesting analysis there from John. But besides us and the erudite day-to-day audience, who is really watching this political race? Well, NPR's Mike Pesca pays attention to the question of just who's paying attention.
Rudy Giuliani pounced on Ron Paul like he was a squeegee man soliciting drivers on the Queensboro Bridge. Giuliani needed a score after the first debate's wishy-washy answer about overturning Roe versus Wade.
It'll be okay.
Today's stories say that Giuliani helped himself out of the hole he had created in that first debate. But hold on, because even though there were 100 stories about his bumble, a Pew poll shows that half of Republican voters can't even tell you which candidates think what about abortion.
Relatively few ordinary voters know that he stumbled.
Alan Abramowitz is a professor of political science at Emory University. He says that debates in May, 8 months before the first primaries are to be held, are fine exercises for the press and the candidates themselves, but they're barely registering to the voters. George W. Bush didn't face off against his rivals for the Republican nomination until December of 1999. In May of 1999, if someone told political analyst Stu Rothenberg where the candidates stood, he'd say, come on, it's May. So what about where they stand in May of 2007?
I say, come on, it's May. I really think voters won't focus on this. And I'm specifically talking about folks in Iowa and New Hampshire. And those are the people that really matter. I don't think they're going to focus on this until November, December, January.
You can push up the campaign season. The donors will come aboard. The consultants will be available for hire. But Rothenberg thinks the voters just have their own rhythms. Look, you could take your summer vacation in March. It won't make the beaches warm. But Jennifer Duffy of the Cook Political Report has a different take. Duffy looks at polls where voters are professing that they're interested and thinks that this is a new world with new venues of communication and a new type of voter who can lightly graze on political information without necessarily taking huge gulps. Here's another analogy.
That is, there are more models of cars and voters are literally in the showroom kicking the tires. And, they commit to one and they go away and they say maybe not and they come back to see what they have that's new. That's where I think Republican primary voters are right now.
I get it. So it's just like any other kind of consumerism. Consumerism in the year 2007 is tons of choices and lots of time and lots of modes of communication to make up your mind about the choices.
Exactly. And in the minds of voters, a lot at stake, which
right.
means decisions aren't going to be hasty and rash. They're going to be well considered.
But consider this. Last week, just about every media outlet that covers politics did a story about Giuliani's stance on abortion, to take the example we've been coming back to. The media is paying attention now. Will the media still be willing to report version 345 of this story in December, when the voters are first ready to hear it? Duffy says that's when the other candidates will step in.
The argument will probably move from the media to the opposition, to candidates who will use it in direct mail and robocalls in ads attacking Giuliani. But eventually, the media will get tired of covering it because there won't be any new ground to cover.
It will be a function of the slog of the campaign. We are 8 months before anyone votes, 15 before the conventions, and 18 before the actual election. A baby born, just as Mike Huckabee was getting off his zinger about John Edwards' haircut last night, should be able to speak in 2 or 3 word sentences by the time there's a President Huckabee or Edwards. That kind of brevity will serve the baby well if he wants to form an exploratory committee for a run in 2044, because it's never too early. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.